Good afternoon. The title of my talk is Two-Dose Varicella Vaccine Coverage in Public Schools, New York City, 2010-2011. Varicella, or chickenpox, is caused by primary infection with the varicella zoster virus. The infection results in a febrile rash illness, which is transmitted from person to person via direct contact with lesions or airborne spread. In the pre-vaccine era in the United States, there were 4 million cases per year, a range of 10,500 to 13,000 hospitalizations, and 100 to 150 deaths per year. 90% of cases occurred among children aged less than 15 years. In 1995, the varicella vaccine was licensed with an initial recommendation of one dose at 12 to 18 months or two doses for non-immune children aged 13 years or older. In 2005, New York state law required one dose of varicella for school, and this applied to entrants born on or after January 1998 or 6th to 12th graders born on or after January 1994. Students with physician-documented disease or positive serology were considered to have met the requirement. In 2006, the ACIP adopted a universal two-dose childhood varicella recommendation, with the first dose to be given at 12 to 15 months of age and the second dose to be given at 4 to 6 years. And in 2007, New York state law required Tdap vaccination for school, and this applied to sixth graders born on or after January 1994. This is relevant because the Tdap and varicella requirements, because the Tdap and varicella requirements apply to a similar cohort of children. The one-dose varicella vaccine effectiveness is estimated at 80 to 85% for prevention of any disease and 97 to 100% for prevention of severe varicella. Although there has been little data on two-dose vaccine effectiveness, a recent study found two-dose vaccine effectiveness to be 98% with a range of 84 to 100% for prevention of any disease. New York City has the largest public school system in the United States. It serves a population of 1.1 million students and has approximately 1,700 schools. The New York City Department of Education tracks student information and immunization compliance in its Automate the Schools, or ATS, database. More than 98% of students are in compliance with required immunization. Although ATS has the capability to record a student's entire immunization history, there is no incentive to record shots in ATS that are not required for school entry. ATS also has the capability to record varicella exemptions, including a prior history of disease or positive serology. It also contains student-level demographic data, such as race ethnicity. The Citywide Immunization Registry, or CIR, is the New York City immunization information system which began in 1997. It is a population-based registry in which providers are required to report all immunizations for children less than 19 years. Since 2006, vaccines for children, or VFC, eligibility has been reliably recorded at the shot level, and this is because VFC accountability has been tied to CIR reporting. In the CIR, then, providers can indicate whether a shot was paid for by VFC, Child Health Plus B, which is New York State's SCHIP program, and going forward I'll be referring to it as CHIP, or private funding. Providers also have the ability to report a prior history of disease and/or positive serology for varicella. In 2009, the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene was a recipient of a CDC grant with funding by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act to conduct active varicella surveillance in schools. Some of the grant objectives include an assessment of varicella vaccination coverage and active varicella disease surveillance in Sentinel schools. Since the 2006 two-dose varicella recommendation, New York City has seen declines in school reports of varicella disease. However, New York City has little data on two-dose varicella coverage because a second dose is not required for school entry. Although the National Immunization Survey for Teens provides jurisdiction varicella coverage estimates, the data is only available for children aged 13 to 17 years and is limited by sample size, making it difficult to compare between different demographic groups. The objectives of the present study were to assess two-dose varicella vaccination coverage in New York City public schools identified for the Active Varicella Surveillance Project, to compare two-dose coverage by student age, vaccine funding source, and race ethnicity, and to determine the student population with Tdap vaccine that do not have two doses of varicella, as these would represent missed opportunities for varicella catch-up vaccination. New York City selected 336 public schools to participate in an active surveillance project for the 2010-2011 school year. These are shown in the map of New York City on the right, and they're denoted by exclamation points because the graphics didn't convert properly. New York City selected these schools based on the number of varicella reports sent to the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene in September and October of 2010. For the present analysis, we assessed varicella vaccination coverage for all students attending the 336 schools. For all of these students, we attempted to match them to CIR records. We then merged varicella and Tdap immunizations and varicella disease and serology history that was found in the CIR and ATS databases to provide a comprehensive vaccination history for each student. We chronologically ordered the varicella vaccinations and excluded varicella doses that were given more than 4 days prior to the first birthday or less than 28 days after the previous varicella dose. We calculated varicella vaccination coverage and defined students as varicella up to date as those that had two doses of varicella, a prior history of disease, or a positive serology. For all of our students, we calculated student age as of January 1, 2011. We then categorized students into three different age groups. The first group was children less than 10 years, and this was because after the 2006 recommendation, they would have been eligible for a routine two-dose schedule of varicella. The second group was children 10 to 16 years, and this is because after the 2006 recommendation, they would have been eligible for a second dose of varicella as a catch-up vaccination. The third group was children 17 years or older, and these, depending on the age of vaccination at the first dose, may have been eligible for either one dose if given less than 13 years, or two doses if given at age 13 years or older under the previous recommendation to 2006. We also analyzed coverage by VFC chip status, which we used as a marker of socioeconomic status. We divided VFC chip into four categories, and these were based on varicella and Tdap vaccine funding source in the CIR where known. The first group was all VFC chip shots, and these were children whose varicella and Tdap vaccine funding source was VFC or chip where the funding source was known. The second group was no VFC or chip shots, and these were children who had privately funded shots where vaccine funding source was known. The third group was both VFC chip and privately funded shots, and the last group was funding source unknown for all varicella and Tdap shots. Finally, we also compared coverage by race and ethnicity from ATS. From our 336 schools, we surveyed a population of 223,892 students. This represented 20% of the New York City public school population. 89% of these matched to a record in the CIR, and the median age of the students was 9 years with a range of 3 to 22 years. By VFC chip status, we found that 45% had all VFC chip shots, 13% had no VFC chip shots, 3% had both VFC chip and privately funded shots, and 39% had a funding source unknown. Broken down by race ethnicity, 33% were Hispanic, 26% were Black, not of Hispanic origin, 21% were Asian, Pacific Islander, and 19% were White, not of Hispanic origin. This chart looks at varicella vaccination coverage. On the x-axis is the vaccination status, and on the y-axis is the percentage of students. In our sample, we found that 96% of children had one or more doses of varicella with no prior disease history. 65% of children had two doses of varicella with no disease history, and 2% had a prior history of disease or serology that was recorded in the CIR or ATS. For the future analyses, I'll be referring to these last two groups as varicella up to date. This chart looks at varicella coverage by age. The current age in years is on the x-axis, and the percentage of children up to date is on the y-axis. We saw that within this cohort, as the current age increased, the proportion of children up to date decreased. Breaking this down into our age categories, we saw that children less than 10 years of age had the highest percent that were up to date at 73%. And again, as a reminder, these were children who would have been eligible for a routine two-dose vaccination after the 2006 recommendation. We saw significantly lower coverage among children 10 to 16 years at 63%. And again, as a reminder, these were children who were eligible for a second dose of varicella as a catch-up vaccination. And finally, we saw the lowest coverage among children 17 years or older at 34%. This chart looks at varicella coverage by age and VFC CHIP status. On the x-axis is the current age group in years, and on the y-axis, again, is the percentage of children up to date. The yellow bars here denote children who received all VFC or CHIP shots, and the blue bars denote children that received no VFC or CHIP shots. We found that even when we stratified by age and VFC CHIP shots status, that children that had all VFC or CHIP shots had a significantly higher proportion that were up to date when compared to children with no VFC or CHIP shots. This chart looks at varicella coverage by race ethnicity. On the x-axis is race ethnic categories, and on the y-axis is the percentage of children up to date. Within our cohort, we found that whites not of Hispanic origin had significantly lower proportion that were up to date when compared to other race ethnicities. We were surprised by this finding, so we tried to parse this out further, and we decided to stratify by both race ethnicity and VFC CHIP status of the children. Again, on the x-axis is the race ethnicity categories, and on the y-axis is the percentage of children up to date. Here again, the yellow bars denote children that received all VFC CHIP shots, and the blue bars denote children that received no VFC or CHIP shots. We saw that even when we stratified by VFC CHIP status, whites still had significantly lower coverage when compared to other race ethnicities. The ACIP recommends a Tdap for children age 11 to 12 years, and New York State law for the 2010-2011 school year required a Tdap for school entrants in 6th to 9th grades born on or after January 1, 1994. In this sample, among students age 11 years or older, 75,764 had a Tdap vaccination, and of these, 26,321, or 35%, should have received a second varicella dose. In summary, among these New York City public schools, 65% of students had two doses of varicella in the absence of a two-dose varicella requirement. Within this cohort, we saw that the proportion of children that were varicella up to date varied by demographics, and we saw significantly higher coverage among children aged less than 10 years and among children with VFC CHIP-funded immunizations. We saw significantly lower coverage among non-Hispanic whites when compared to other race ethnicities. Among children with a Tdap vaccine, we saw that 35% were not varicella up to date, which represented a missed opportunity for a second varicella vaccination. There were several limitations of this analysis. First, our analysis relied on vaccines reported to the ATS and CIR systems. In ATS, as previously explained, although it has the capability to record a student's immunization history, there is no incentive for recording shots that are not required for school entry. And again, a second dose of varicella is not a requirement. In the CIR, providers may preferentially report VFC or CHIP shots because VFC CHIP accountability is tied to CIR reporting. And in this present cohort, we saw that non-Hispanic whites were less likely to have all VFC CHIP shots when compared to other race ethnicities. Also in this sample, 39% of students had unknown VFC CHIP status and thus had to be excluded from all VFC CHIP analyses. We also did not assess the validity of varicella doses in combination with other live vaccines that would have perhaps invalidated a varicella dose. And finally, coverage among these 336 New York City public schools may not be generalizable to other New York City students. In conclusion, a two-dose varicella school requirement would improve coverage in New York City schools and address age, socioeconomic, and racial ethnic differences in varicella coverage for all students. Improvements in two-dose varicella coverage would likely result in less varicella disease in schools. And the healthcare visit, where children receive a Tdap vaccine, is an opportunity for physicians to catch up children on the full vaccination schedule. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Louise